Hello and welcome to Miss Inclusivity, the podcast. My name is Bridget, your host, and today we are doing our introductory episode to Miss Inclusivity, the podcast. I'll basically run through a similar notion and a similar schedule to how we're going to do this when all the other co-hosts start joining on, which, by the way, we have some great ones coming up. I'll do this myself just so you get a feel, and then we'll understand how it's going to go with the rest of our co-hosts. So the first question we'll always ask every single co-host is, what made you want to be a teacher? Now, for myself, this came later in life. I know there's some amazing stories out there of other teachers, you know, who found their calling when they were in primary school because there was a certain teacher that, you know, spoke to them and told them that they should be a teacher. For me, up until halfway through grade 11, I wanted to be a dietitian, believe it or not. So I jumped into grade 11. I did all the hard subjects. You know, I did the biology, I did chemistry, I did advanced maths. I did all those sorts of things because I wanted to be a dietitian. And halfway through, I found my calling due to the job I had at the time. My job at the time, I won't disclose the company. However, I was running children's parties, and I was running parties up to groups of 30 children. And I was always constantly being told, wow, you can manage these kids well. You engage with them great. Are you going to be a teacher? And then I was like, you know what? I think I'd be pretty good at that. And then it just evolved from there. And I loved every single minute of it. It's just been the best decision I've made. I couldn't see myself doing anything else. I do have some hobbies that I'm passionate about. For example, the Teachergram and podcast now. But honestly, I think it was the best decision I ever made. Which, moving on to the next passion, which I just touched on, what brought me to the Teachergram? And to be honest, I was on my personal page and I came across Sarah from the Gifted and Talented Teacher, because at the time I was studying at university a unit called Teaching the Gifted, and I absolutely loved it. I thought it was my calling because in primary school I was deemed as a gifted child. I can touch on this in another podcast. So if you would like to go through all those sorts of details, I'm more than happy to, and even give suggestions to what the teachers should have done at the time. So yeah, I followed Sarah, the Gifted and Talented Teacher, and I just didn't even understand that there was a whole community out there that is called the Teachergram. I had no idea. I knew that there was like the fitness side of Instagram because I followed that because of my gym passions. But yeah, so I just was like, hey, I can do this. And it took me a little while to sit there and be like, what am I passionate about in teaching? Obviously it was gifted children, and I didn't want to step on toes for the person who inspired me to jump on the Teachergram anyway. But I was really passionate about being inclusive as an OSH educator that caters for a variety of children, which, you know, at my service, we have 75 children basically every single day. So, you know, we have all different types of children from all walks of life, different passions, abilities, capabilities, all those sorts of things. And I just thought, you know, what I try and do at OSH is try and include every single child on everything that I do. So I just thought I can make this reflect into my Teachergram situation. And it's just snowballed. To think that I started off with my Teachergram with purely just Fidget Fridays, because I introduced fidgets to my OSH about a year ago now. Almost a year ago, I introduced it to them, and the kids were so passionate about it. They loved them because obviously that was the craze at the time. But for those students who, you know, have special needs, that was making them feel so included at the service, because these were sorts of things that they were dealing with for years. They were interacting with poppets and, you know, fidgets to, you know, distract them and keep them going. And now all these other kids have the same passion as them. It was great to see. And, you know, the implementation of the whole OSH coming together, I started seeing kids interact with other kids that, you know, never had done before. It was incredible. But yeah, my Teachergram evolution, snowball, all those sorts of words. Has really evolved. And if you would have told me a year ago today that I would have a Teachergram platform to the point where I'm selling resources to an incredible amount, and now I'm starting a podcast talking about it, I would have to tell you to pinch me, because this is incredible. I am beyond over the moon, and I'm super grateful for every single one of you that are listening right now. I cannot explain it to you. The next question, what would be the biggest highlight of my teaching career so far? It would definitely have to be my last prac. So that was prac number two for me. I only have to do three. It was just, I found my calling. I think after my first prac, when I had grade one, I thought that's where I wanted to be. Then I've gone and done teach rating last year a lot, and predominantly in the younger years, because that's obviously where you need teach rates more so. I was terrified, if I'm honest, to go into grade five. But I went into grade five with an open mind, and I loved it. I loved every minute of it. I liked being challenged with the curriculum, because I was so used to seeing the younger years in action with all these teachers implementing different ways of, you know, teaching kids how to count to 10. It was awesome to see, but I just loved the diversity and the complexity of the curriculum in grade five. I loved teaching democracy. I loved teaching science. It was just so fun. And the feedback I got is incredible. It's going to go straight into my resume, whatever you want to call it, into anything that I'm going to apply for, because the feedback I received was absolutely incredible. And honestly, I wish I could just go back to that school right now, but I've got one more placement to go. So let's hope I get an amazing school that I'm just equally as passionate about, and a grade that I'm equally as passionate about. And one of the challenges of my teaching career so far, it would definitely have to be some of the subjects I've done at university, purely because there's so many of them that I've done that I'm just thinking, when am I going to use this? For some weird reason, my university told me to do subjects that I would never use. I was doing grade 11 and 12 level maths, and I'm going to be a primary school teacher. That was probably one of the toughest things, is just because I knew that I wasn't going to be passionate about this. And I think I stuck it out for 3 or 4 units. And then I got to about the fourth unit of these really hard math subjects, and I turned to my university and I said, I'm never going to use these. I'm sorry, but I need to change these subjects. And I did. And doing that, I then got to do some of the subjects that I've been most passionate about the whole entire time throughout my degree. I did health and wellbeing in young people, which honestly is probably the most beneficial subject I think I've done in the whole of my university degree. It really tapped into the CASEL framework, which is another episode I can talk about. Health and wellbeing in young people, super important, super, super important. But yeah, I did health and wellbeing in young people. I did teaching the gifted. These sorts of subjects are things I'm going to use in teaching. And it took a lot in me to turn around to my university and say, look, I'm never going to use these. I'm so sorry. That's probably one of the most challenging parts of my teaching career so far, because obviously I don't have my own classroom. I haven't really had any behavior management issues. I know that's probably one of the ones that most teachers will highlight, and even finding a job. However, with finding jobs, I've got OSH, I have teacher rating as well. And with all those sorts of jobs, I have just put myself out there. And I'm pretty sure I'm just going to do the same when I eventually graduate, hopefully mid to end of this year. I'm so excited to graduate and actually get into a classroom, put everything that I've learned into practice, and, you know, even all the advice I've given on my Twinkle blog, all those sorts of things, I'm so excited to put into action into my own classroom. So yeah, that's just a little bit of a debrief of me so far. Obviously, I will delve into, you know, more topics as the weeks evolve. But for the meantime, we're going to have some very special co-hosts come on, all of which at the moment have been from the Teachergram. And we will even have some amazing giveaways to collaborate with as well. So Miss Inclusivity, the podcast, is just going to be an absolutely crazy ride for 2022. And I'm so glad you're coming along with it. So if you haven't already, subscribe, follow on Apple Podcast and Spotify. And if you haven't already followed me on Instagram, it's just @MissInclusivity. And I can't wait to see you guys again. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy your day.